For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Memphis school teachers could get a 3% raise for a second straight year under a new proposed spending plan. On the Mid-South Education Report, Laura Faith Cabetta of Chalkbeat, Tennessee, takes a closer look at Shelby County School's $945 million budget for next year.
Tennessee's largest school district is doing something different, more spending than belt tightening. Last year, Shelby County Schools made $50 million in cuts. This year, it's $50 million more for classroom support, such as hiring school counselors, assistant principals, and interventionists for reading and math. Teachers also stand to get a 3% raise for the second year in a row, and each teacher would get $150 for classroom supplies, a $50 increase. Superintendent Dorsey Hobson said that even though the district's student enrollment continues to downsize, no teacher layoffs are planned for the next school year. District officials are also watching the state legislature. A new tuition voucher law could redirect public school dollars to private education services. One bill specifically aimed at Memphis could cost Shelby County Schools up to $18 million annually, but likely wouldn't affect the district until 2018 if passed. However, the district's budget assumes that vouchers will be approved and that an estimated 1,000 students will use them, costing the district $8.6 million. For the Mid-South Education Report, I'm Laura Faith Cabetta, reporter for Chalkbeat, Tennessee.
For more about Shelby County Schools finances, visit chalkbeat.org/TN.